Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It seems crazy to think that you're going to make things more difficult right when you're trying to learn something. But I guess that's what tests are for. It has to be the same with work and surfing. You use those two things because, well, that's our world. I guess you're listening. So, you know, those things are common. But, you know, it's been taught to me by people that I really respect, both creatively and in their own paths, how they put things together is, you know, when things are really, let's say, busy or going really fast paced, is that's when you got to push yourself creatively, especially, is how I'm thinking of this from recent projects that I've been working on. But it's not about what's been done, but more about the concept of pushing yourself. And when it comes to board design, that's one thing, but how to build the boards is a more creative process, perhaps, in terms of pushing oneself towards excellence, making bigger steps towards trying to get to the next level. In other words, better the product or better the end result of what you're trying to make, and make it more both not so much quicker but more efficient for the customer, the user experience, and the craft of building it. But then if it doesn't translate to everything else within relationships and life, it probably isn't true, or it might not be. So it's a good test to transpose or look at something over another part of life. Back to surfing. When you try and do difficult things, surfing's difficult to begin with, we've talked about that, but making it harder for yourself really fixes half the things that you weren't paying attention to. Maybe phoning it in would be a good way to describe it, but going about making things harder in the pursuit of pushing oneself fixes so many inherent things because of raising the game. But that attention to being in the project, being in the moment, being in the actual experience because you've heightened the stakes, what a breath of fresh air. So listen to that and put your own path against the backdrop and see which were the parts where I could be pushing myself. I say it over and over, but why are we trying to get better at surfing is a massive question. Been having it off the mic with a few people in particular, and it's going to come. We're going to unpack it, so hold on to your own thoughts there. We've got plenty of our own, but let's share them. But wow, creatively and in life, why not push yourself when you're in the thick of it? You know, when things are slow and you have all these margins of time and some, you know, blocks of time mapped out to do fun things or challenging things, yeah, that's one thing. But pushing yourself in the moment when everything's going really fast, now make it difficult. And it's a great training ground. It fixes so many things, and maybe it's just building one's own confidence. And that's what this whole surfing thing's about. Without being a selfish endeavor, it's uncovering the depths that you can within your own endeavor to then balance the rest of your life. So I hope that helps. It sure has helped me. And yeah, I've failed on a few big things here, but also gained some ground, some understanding, subtle tweaks, building channel bottoms a certain way, and having to change that because all of a sudden it wasn't bocked but glass on fins. And man, did I not see things in a new light. It's like the diamond. Same stone, different angles, new facets, illuminate things. Hope that's helpful to you in your life and your surfing path, your creative path especially, and if it doesn't overlap on all the facets, probably isn't true. Try it on for size.